Welcome to the podcast series with Shadrach Adiemo, Your Potential, Your Power, where we spend time diving into the things of God and knowing who we really are. Don't listen alone, send a link to a brother or sister and we promise it will bless you.
Somebody just lift your hands and turning to God right now. That the lifting of our hands to be like the evening sacrifice. Somebody bust out in singing, it comes.
This is the Lord. If you're listening to me now, can you just pray in the Holy Ghost for this? Just a minute, can you just pray in the Holy Ghost? Kabrante lebara ko shapila damanazwash. Evura te peledo mazapala gadatolia. Ifarato manegeblia ko sopiata. Iratabala kono shapala gadabara tanamandos. There is no session in God that goes in vain. There is no time in God that goes a waste. Every time in God is able to bless you more than any minute you use outside of God. Arata palada bakondeli abaratane mando shapilada batoa irosa pina mananto tea. I have come today again to bring you the good news of God that you are not a normal person. The message is that you carry something inside of you and you are more than how you look like. Hi, kalabada ratomana saliba data. Hey. Ayala de mana kora shapal. Now we've been talking about the fullness of your dominion. The fullness of your dominion, and I want us to be so intentional about this fullness, and being particular about this fullness, because we've been on domination, ascending in power for the past three months now. Halibran Totele Yabashada. So fullness of your dominion, and this is the third episode on this particular title, the fullness of your dominion. And I'm coming up from another side today, the fullness of your dominion. When God is saying he wants you to enter into the fullness of you dominating at a place he has set you, I want you to enter into the fullness of the domination, the dominion I've given to you in your family, amidst your siblings, amidst your peers. The kind of dominion God has given to you, he expects you to come into the completeness. He don't expect you to just be to be manifesting it partly, but he expects you to come into the fullness. Ali barata bala kone sepele detea. The fullness dimension can only be found in a person that is called full. I'm going to say that again. The fullness dimension is going to come or can only be found in a person that is full. You cannot get something part from something that is from somebody that is full. You cannot be poor when you stay with somebody that is rich. So he said, my father, the Bible said, my father is rich.
My father is rich. So if you are connected to God, you can never be poor. That is the truth. You cannot be poor. I'm not talking about financially. I'm not talking about money now. But I talk to you. I speak to you by the power of God. You can never be poor. Most of us feel poverty is about money. I'm going to say this. Poverty is not about money. When you lack wisdom, when you lack knowledge, when you lack understanding, when you lack coordination, you are poor in coordination. That means you are living in poverty. When you lack understanding, that means you are poor in understanding. So when people speak to you and when people expect you to do something at a particular time and you are not doing it, that means you are poor in that aspect of life. So it's not only about money. So I tell you today, when you are connected to God, there is no iota of poverty in you. Father, we thank you. We thank you I thank you for those that are listening to me right now. I thank you for the life of those listening to me right now. I thank you for how you always have them in mind. I thank you for how you always have them in mind. You want them to ascend in power. You give them the power, but you want them to still ascend in it. You want them to grow in it. You don't want them to be stagnant in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray that you speak to us. Speak to us in the name of Jesus. The fullness of your dominion. John chapter 1, verse 16. I start from verse 15. Alabada baro sebila nabana siya. John chapter 1, verse 15. He said, John bore witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before him, for he was before me. Now, verse 16, he said, and his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. I want us to know that verse 16.
Until I am
Haradasha Paladata. And his fullness, and of his fullness have we all received. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. So I tell you today, it is expected of every believer, of every son, every daughter of God, no matter who you are, so far you are of God. It is expected to be in God's fullness. You are expected to receive God's fullness. You are not expected to take part of him and leave the other part. You are not expected to take small out of him and leave the other part. But it is expected of you that you dwell in your God in full. So when God gives you power, he expects you to maximize the power in its completeness, in full. So the fullness dimension can never be found. The fullness dimension, it can never be found in any other thing, but it can only be found in a person that is full. The power dimension can only be found in the person that is called all-powerful. We call God all-powerful, all-glorious. Calibra tabali korodabase bilanana sola. Edema no siapala data. We call him the most powerful. We call him the supreme God. We call him the omnipotent, omniscient. Why? Because he is all powerful. So now I'm saying, if there is a power that God is going to give to you, or if there is a power that you are going to manifest in your life, and you want to manifest the completeness in full, it has to be from God. Now, if there is a power, every power dimension that you want to walk in, or every power dimension that God expects us to walk in, he expects us to walk in it in full. Let it rise.
You know, I can't just start mentioning scriptures in the Bible where the Bible recorded that the fullness of God dwells in Christ. In Colossians 1:19, the Bible said, in him dwells the fullness of God. There's a place in the Bible that the Bible said, in him dwells the fullness of Godhead bodily. Everything that God contains has been poured inside of him. So he came on this earth now to pour it out on you. The power that he has given to you, he expects you to manifest them in full. So the fool fills you so much. Kai. Alibrata pala gada barata mana kosa. Can somebody pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Lord, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Now I'm going to highlight just few points on what happens to you when you need to enter into the fullness of God. Number one, you have to believe and know the source. I feel the presence of God. You need to believe the source and believe it so deeply. You need to know the source, not just believe. You need to know the source. You need to know the source. A song says, when I know you, I find me. So it is until you know God that you find yourself. It is until you know God that you find thy power. So I can assure you, the power you are looking for, you won't get it when you don't know the source. If you know the source, you won't have any issue having it. You won't have any issue having the power when you know the source. Now, number one, you have to know and believe the source. And the source is God. God is the full. I said it, that the fullness dimension can only be found in a person that is full. Now, this person is a deity. And this person is God, the monarch of Zion. He holds all the power in his hands. Ayala katalaba. He holds all the power that you want. Everything you want to manifest in. Everything you want to dwell in on this earth. Everything you need is in him. Everything. So you need to be connected to the source. John 14 verse 12. Let's read that. John chapter 14 verse 12. It said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do. That's what I'm saying. Greater works has been assigned for you to do. But number one thing you have to do is to know the source. You have to know who assigned these greater works for you before you can walk in these works. This thing will not manifest in our life except we come into the realization that God is the one that holds it. He's the one that assigned this assignment. So when God is sending you, when God is saying, I am sending you forth, or I am sending you forth to a place, and there, and I'm calling you to call out all those that have been in darkness. Now you must be connected to this God for you to bring them out of darkness. Or else, you will get there and they will initiate you into the darkness. I tell you. When God is saying, I'm sending you into the politics, into the politics world to go and transform it. This social state, I'm sending you there to go and transform it. So you have to be connected to this God at every moment. If you are not connected to him, you will get to the politics. Yes, you will get there. God that promised you will make you to get there. But when you get there, they will influence you into the same game that they have been playing all along. So God is the source, and we have to be connected to him. to manifest every single thing.
Alabranta pila barakoshe pele de korasa. Elibrana tonamana sila badakalabrose.
The second point I have here.
Is
that you must be ready to be helped of God. When you want to walk in the fullness of God, you must be ready to be helped of God. You must be ready to neglect your strength. You must be ready to live out your strength in this assignment that God has placed in your hand. So God has placed potentials inside of you. He has placed powers inside of you. He has called you to dominate where you are. He has called you to maximize the power of God on your life. But before you can manifest this power, you must be able to drag out your strength. You must be able to step aside your own power, your own strength, the strength of yourself. The Bible said, by strength shall no man prevail. So you have to live out your strength and give the way to God. You must be ready to be helped of God. Any man that wants to matter in the things of the kingdom must be ready to access the help of God. Help alone is a mystery. You must be ready to access the help of God. So even if you pray today, you pray tomorrow, you pray for a month for a particular request. So for your prayer to even ascend to heaven, for your prayer to ascend to God, you need the help of God. You must be helped of Him.
I speak to you in the name of Jesus. I don't know where you're listening to me from. Kalibros kapaladana rata palagadatoa. Igurate penekoza bila kanamazi alabadakata. God is sending help. God is sending help. God is sending help. God is sending help. There is a mystery in the help of God. It is nothing that a man can do. It is nothing that a man can affect. A man can never affect the help of God. It is the help of God. It is the hand of God. The help of God is the right hand of God. So you must be ready to be helped of God.
Help is an office in this kingdom. You can check that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
Help is an office itself. Help is an office itself.
So I tell you, there is no man that can walk through this path. This path.
Alibrata paligora tamana siladabata. Eledero sabalagada tamana. You cannot successfully walk through this path without the help of God. You can never. By strength shall no man prevail. By strength shall no man prevail. So we get to our destination, or we get to where God has told us to be, by the help of God.
Likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But Spirit itself make intercessions on our behalf. That is what we call the help of God. Can somebody pray for the help of God right now? Can you ask for the help of God right now? Can you ask for the help of God right now? Elibrana man tolia makosa bikala mana solia badata. Elorata mana kolibranda shia. He said, I will have mercy on those who I will have mercy upon. I will help those who I will help. As many that can ask for help, help is ready.
So if you want to walk in the fullness of this God, you must be ready to be helped of him. It is not by your strength. It is not by your power. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. This spirit of the Lord is the right hand of God, the help of God. The help of God. So if God does not help you, there is nowhere you can go. I don't care whatever you have. There is nowhere you can get to when God does not help you. If God does not step into your matter, if God does not step into your family, no matter the chaos, if God does not step into it, nothing is going to happen. Alabrana zilabra ko celebrene tola mana sila talash. Rekomana ko zila palada delia tanamash. Eradaga batoni amano sele korata. So I'm just giving these 2 points today. Number one is believe and know the source. I'm going to continue next week. Believe and know the source. Believe and know the source. And number two is be ready to be helped of God. I'm going to drop one more. Drop any idol of yourself. Your idol might be something that you raise more than your God. Drop it. To enter into the fullness of God is means you are dropping every other thing outside. Because the thing is, you can never get anything outside of this God. You can't get anything outside of this source. So you are surrendering everything to him. That God, I am entering into you. Kalida parata mataliata. You can't get anything outside of this person that I call fool. F-U-L-L. God is the fool. He has everything in his custody. You can't get anything outside of him. So you must be ready to drop everything that you have, including your money, including your strength. Alabana toma likarata mana kura silabadadia. Elorata miana no selepana kushele bebedetoa. Ilamana kuru zelebrena telenias. All fullness dwells in him. All fullness dwells in him. Many of us look for resources and we leave the source behind. We go after the resources. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. When the Bible was saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God, the Bible was not stupid. The Bible was not in an error. When the Bible was saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So he could have said, I will give you this. Then after that, I give you this, then you can now seek the kingdom of God. But the Bible was not stupid when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing. It didn't say some other thing. Every, whatever you need. Including that gift that you desire. Including that manifestation, this realm of the spirit that you want to access. It should be given unto you when you seek the source. Alaradabana kolomana silabrante legebedo kalias. Elarata mana koro sabala de dias. Can we pray now? Can we pray now? Aladarata manando silabana kaladias. Out of God's fullness, he's ready to fill you up. Alidemana kora tamana kaliderosa paladata. He's ready to fill you with his grace. He's ready to fill you with his anointing. He's ready to fill you financially. He's ready to fill you career-wise. Calibra tanamata. He's ready to fill you with wisdom. He's ready to fill you with knowledge and understanding. We know of a man in the Bible that God asked him in his days, what do you need? And he asks of wisdom. And today there is no man on earth that is rich than he is, calibrata, or than he was, calabrata, the atomana sapila data. God gave Solomon this wisdom, and there is no other wise man apart from him. What about Paul? Paul was a persecutor of the gospel that he later preached. But before he preached the gospel, he was a persecutor of the church, a persecutor of the body of Christ. But what did God do? God captured him. And out of the fullness of God, God fills him up with his fullness. And the Bible recorded that Paul was going around healing people. Paul was going around healing people with handkerchiefs and apron. That his shadows was healing the sick. The same God is still the same today. The same God is still the same today. Alabrana silaba da katash. If you're listening to me now, can you please put your hand on your chest? Aratomana ko silabrantelia tonozilash. Uratamana ko lebretelene ko palasila kanta taliantosh. Eratamanando selebele konamas. When the power of God is on you, you will focus on the source and leave out the resources. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord. Inana nana ratamana kozila mana shila deh. Eratene meno zila mande retosh. It is given to you now in the fullness of God. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Aratomana kose plekedeba kore tetiatana mankosa. I declare the fullness of God to start to dwell inside of you now. Wherever you go to, wherever you step on, wherever you speak, God is speaking. That wherever you speak, whatever you speak, God is speaking. Whatever you say, God is saying. Whatever you command, God commands. When you live in the fullness of God, you command what God commands. You speak the heart of the Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I ask you. I ask you in the name of Jesus. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead. That you command your fullness into these ones. Command your fullness into these ones. That they will never ever be the same. Aratamana kosila banatiata. Iratabala koshelebranta tiata. That they will never ever be the same. That they will start to live in your fullness. They will start to leave their strength behind. And they will start to recognize that there is a hand stronger than that of their own. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you so much for joining this episode. And we will continue next week. By the grace of God. It will be an amazing time. Yes, it will be an amazing time. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Join me next Saturday, the same time, 4 p.m.
as we make progress, on this study. Help God, we speak more to you. God, we speak more to you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.